This is Molly Patrick, and you are listening to episode 3 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Today, I want to talk with you about the fact that I do not eat a whole food plant-based diet 100% of the time. So Clean Food Dirty Girl is all about helping people eat more plants while celebrating human imperfection. And I love talking about imperfection because really nobody is perfect. No one, you guys. I think it would be very rare to find people who eat a whole food plant-based diet 100% of the time. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there who do that, but I think that it's rare. And I think that we don't talk about that enough. So here are some examples of things that I eat that are vegan, but not whole food plant-based. And if you're wondering like, well, what is the difference? I thought it was all the same. It's so confusing. Vegan, plant-based, whole food plant-based, like what does it all mean? So basically, like when you eat vegan food, you do not eat anything that's derived from animal products. And when you eat a whole food plant-based diet, you really focus on whole plant foods. And so vegan, when you eat a vegan diet, typically, you'll eat more processed foods. And when you eat a whole food plant-based diet, you stay away from the processed foods and you rely more on whole plant foods. Now, our meal plans, our weekly whole food plant-based meal plans, are whole food plant-based. There's no oil, it's whole plant foods, it's veggies, beans, whole grains, nuts and seeds, fruits, legumes, all the whole plant foods. However, I myself am not totally whole food plant-based 100% of the time. I do eat, for example, like I said last week, in my fridge, you'll find vegan butter. You will find some jam. You will find some gluten-free vegan chocolate chip cookies. In fact, if there's like a gluten-free vegan donut somewhere, like I'll usually eat it because it's kind of rare that I find that. I have dark chocolate in my house. I have vegan yogurt sometimes in my fridge. I have vegan cheese puffs in my pantry sometimes. The other night for dinner, I had a vegan gluten-free waffle that I put in the toaster and put yogurt on and some fruit and some maple syrup, and it was delicious. Sometimes I buy pre-made pasta sauce instead of making my own. I always have some cans of refried beans in my pantry just for, you know, really quick lunch if I don't have any meal plan food in my fridge or if I don't have anything batched. And refried beans, if you don't make them yourself, typically have oil. So that's why they would be considered vegan and not whole food plant-based. Sometimes, like, there's vegetable broth that is sometimes if the only one at the store has oil, I'll buy that one and call it a day. So these are all just some examples of things that I eat sometimes that aren't totally whole food plant-based. And I wanted to mention too that I avoid gluten not because I have a thing with gluten, not because I have I like gluten. In fact, sourdough bread is like one of my favorite things, but I have a condition called perioral dermatitis, and if I eat gluten, my face really reacts to it, and I break out in really painful, it looks like pimples, and they are itchy, and they're kind of painful, and I had that for like a full year before I blogged about it. It's all on the blog, but I switched face products, and I stopped eating gluten, and it's pretty much at bay. I can still tell that it's there. Like I can tell, it's like a mother's instinct, you know? Like I can tell that my perioral dermatitis is still here, but I can just tell that it's just calm. It's just kind of asleep. So that's why I stay away from gluten. Not because I think gluten is terrible. It's just if I eat it, my face freaks out. Okay, so, you know, we might say, well, you don't eat totally whole food plant-based 100% of the time. And does this make you vegan instead of following a whole food plant-based diet? And I'm like, well, the thing is sometimes like I put honey in my tea and some of my sandals are made of leather. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to call myself vegan for sure. And so where does that put me? And I'm like, I don't know, and I don't think that it really matters. Actually, like, we like to put people in boxes, and we like to categorize things, and it makes sense. It's how the brain makes sense of things, right? We want things like tidy and organized, and it's how we make sense of the world. But I don't know that I'm in a box, really. And I will say that the thing that I prioritize the most is not eating meat, not eating dairy, and not eating eggs. And that's really like, yeah, I might eat some vegan junk food here and there. I might, like, when I go out to eat, I don't worry about the oil. But it's really, really important to me to not eat meat, not eat dairy, and not eat eggs. So I kind of choose where I'm going to be really, really picky about it. And then I choose kind of where I'm like, eh, okay, I'm going to, like, give myself wiggle room and just eat a vegan gluten-free cookie and have it be totally fine. Right. So I think having that flexibility really helps with, like, staying away from the stuff that I really want to stay away from. Right. I really don't want to eat meat. In fact, I've never eaten meat in my whole life. I was raised vegetarian. And I have to say that I don't, like, I'm married to someone who eats meat. Like, my wife eats meat. She has no interest in becoming totally plant-based, and I'm totally fine with that. It doesn't bother me. It never has. I'm not the food police. I don't, how other people eat is completely their choice, and it doesn't bother me. I as long as I don't have to eat it, I'm cool. And so for me, like, it's not a judgment thing. This, my choice to not eat, you know, meat is completely something, and I'm not saying this in a judgmental way at all, but ever since I was little, and it's been this way my whole life, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense to eat animals. It just really, it's almost like the same thing as, like, if Luann was like, hey, I'm going to go eat some lunch, and she picked up a rock and started eating it. I'm like, huh? It doesn't compute. And so I've always felt that way. Like, to eat an animal to me seems very counterintuitive. It seems very foreign. It seems like you're wanting me to do what? Like, you do what? And it's not like, how dare you do this? You're a horrible person that you do it. It's just, for me, it does not seem like something that I want to do, or that seems natural to do. So that's why I've never eaten meat. I mean, I was raised vegetarian, but then, of course, when I left the house, it's just never something that I was drawn to, because I was like, huh, first of all, I've never had it, so I don't even know what to do with it or how to prepare it. And I never felt like ordering it at restaurants or, like, experimenting with it, because I just felt like it was a very odd thing, an odd concept to eat animals. And as far as dairy, yeah, I don't want to eat dairy. I don't want to eat eggs. Like, I want to eat plants and some vegan, you know, some vegan yogurt sometimes, some vegan junk food sometimes. Like, that's sort of my jam. And because I have that flexibility and that wiggle room and that freedom to do that, I think it makes it very easy for me to stay away from meat, stay away from dairy, and, you know, stay away from eggs. Now, if I veer too far into the vegan junk food realm and, you know, off the whole food plant-based realm, I will feel it in my body and I'll know, like, okay, nope, gotta go on, gotta ditch the vegan junk food for a while, gotta, like, get off the sugar for a little while or just have less of it. And I know, because I know ultimately my body feels best when I eat whole plant foods. No doubt about it, for sure, no doubt. And there have been times in my life where I have certainly gone periods of time with just eating whole plant foods and not eating processed foods at all, not eating sugar apart from fruit, because I'll always eat fruit. And it's been a cool thing to experience that as well. And I always feel optimal when I do that. But for me, it's not something that I want to do my entire life. You know, 30 days here and there, 90 days here and there, cool. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. It helps me kind of allow for urges without acting on them when I'm, you know, getting off the sugar or whatever. It helps me, you know, it helps me grow. I learn things about myself. So I think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. And I think that everybody should experience at least once in their life, like a month with only whole plant foods, because that's a very cool thing to do. Anytime I've done it, my sleep improves. I just feel really clear and really sharp. Everything is just heightened a little bit. My smell is heightened. My taste is heightened. It's a very, very cool thing to do. And I've done it and I'll do it again. But it's not something I'm going to do 100% of the time. So typically what a day in food looks like for me is I will eat we call it like the hippie porridge, cold grain cereal. It has many names in our community, and I have a few different recipes for it on the blog, but it's a combination of whole grains and lentils, and now I've been adding kale to my morning porridge. And I make a big batch once a week, and then I put that in the fridge, and in the morning I put some in a bowl and I add a bunch of fruit and maybe some nuts and some soy milk, and I eat it cold. I eat that every morning because then I don't have to think about it and it's just there, and I get lots of grain and lentil diversity. And it's a big, you know, dose of greens as well. And you really can't taste the kale. It's amazing. I always have that for breakfast. And then I do meal plan food for dinner, and then I do leftovers for lunch or like a big ass salad. And then, you know, and then the rest of the stuff, right? When I go out to eat, don't worry about the oil, junk food, vegan junk food once in a while, some chocolate once in a while. That's sort of what I do. But I think that adding that, and I have to say too, when I, you know, if I eat a vegan cookie, or when I eat vegan yogurt, or when I eat, you know, chocolate, or if I go out and order French fries or something, the other really important part for me to mention is like, I don't beat myself up. I just don't. I really, really enjoy it. And then I completely give myself that, and I don't judge myself. I don't make that mean anything about me. I just enjoy it, and then I move on, and the next day have, you know, my green smoothie or whatever, you know, and then just keep it moving. So I don't, it's not like I do this and stay in a mode of beating myself up or making it mean that I'm horrible. I just am like, yeah, that was good, and then move on. It's much easier. And because the other thing is like, there's some people who might really want to eat a whole food plant-based diet 100% of the time. And they're like, no, you know, right now for me, I don't want vegan junk food. I don't want sugar because that's not supporting me. And if that's the case, then totally fine. Like this is so individual, and wherever you're at right now, there's nothing wrong with that. I just say, like your why. You know, if you're saying no junk food and no, you know, it's got to be 100% plants 100% of the time. Check in with yourself and see if you really enjoy your why. If your why is because I want to be perfect, then that might be an opportunity to get curious and look at that. If your why is because I really want to support my body right now, that might be a why that's really serving you. And only you can decide that. So if you like your why, then do it up and don't listen to what anybody else has to say about it. It's nobody else's business at all. And people will have their judgments, their opinions, their thoughts about it. And then you get to decide what you make those thoughts and opinions and judgments mean. I mean, I'm sure that there are people who might be listening to this or who have, you know, read my blog when I talk about this and think, what is she doing? She's crazy. What is she saying? She doesn't eat a totally whole food plant-based diet all the time, like, and she runs a whole food plant-based company. That's crazy pants. And I say, that's okay. People are entitled to that opinion, and that's totally fine with me. I don't make that opinion mean anything about me as a human, because I know that I am really solid in my why, you know, and how I eat. And I feel like very comfortable with it. And so people can come at me with venom if they want, and it's not going to bother me, you know? Yeah, and I've had a lot of experience with that anyways. Because typically, you know, people either love me or they hate me. And I've learned to have kind of a thick skin, but I think that that's really served me as well, you know? So my point is, you do you, and know that there's no such thing as perfection. Perfection is just whatever works best for you in any particular day, moment, season, year, you know, part of your life, whatever works best for you right now. As long as you really like your why, then do it up. You're right where you're supposed to be. And we are all at different places. But I just, you know, it's important for me to tell you that I for sure don't eat a whole food plant-based diet 100% of the time. And I like that about myself. I enjoy that about myself. And you know, maybe someday down the road, I'll change my mind and I'll be like, okay, I really want to do 6 months of nothing but whole plant foods. And then that's going to be totally fine. You know, as long as I like my why, then count me in. I am on board. All right. I hope that you all have a wonderful week ahead. And yeah, enjoy those plants and the vegan junk food if that's where you're, that's what you're doing too. There's room for it all. Okay. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. Please go to cleanfooddirtygirl.com to learn more about our weekly whole food plant-based meal plans. The beautiful song that you're hearing right now was written and recorded by my good friend Anna Eggy. Check out her music on Spotify or wherever you listen to music. Today's episode was sponsored by us, because that's what we do. You'll never see an ad on our website or our blog, and you won't hear any ads on our podcast. Thanks again for listening. Have a beautiful day.